Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Astrologer and the Alchemist. My name is Ann Ortley. I am The Astrologer, and I'm sitting here on a beautiful Saturday morning at the bright red desk and waiting for Gemma Jot to come and join me. She's setting it up on Instagram Live, so hopefully she'll be here in a second. It is the show for July 31st, 2021. And we have a lovely hammer of Thor in the sky yesterday. So if you had a hard day yesterday, it'll be mildly repeated, maybe a little bit more intense, on the 14th of August when we have a second hammer of Thor. Venus went through the square to Eris and Pluto yesterday and formed a hammer as the handle. And Mars goes through it on the 14th. So once those to kind of bang in your life, you'll be like, oh, wow, the hammer of Thor, it's gone through my life. I've noticed things. So watch for some big changes. Watch for some big revelations. Watch for some big aha moments. It's that kind of day or that kind of week. Venus and Mars are both in Virgo. So they're very, very focused and very intense on how we're going to get stuff accomplished and what we're going to do. Venus is going to be in Virgo until the 16th of August, and Mars is in Virgo until mid-September. So when those two guys, they just met up a couple weeks ago in Leo, passionate Leo, and they came up with a plan, and now they're implementing it. So it's important for us to have a plan that we can implement, and it's important for us to know that that's part of the deal right now, is we're all wrapping up conclusions. You know, people, I got a note from a woman I went to college with that her son, who had CF, cystic fibrosis, lived long life with a lot of health struggles, but he just passed. A lot of pets dying. Whenever a pet dies, it marks a major chapter in your life ending and changing, because pets rule our habits and routines. Lots of people getting pets. My good friend Amanda just got two new kittens because it marks a new chapter and a new beginning and a new relationship in your life. So as we watch these changes taking place, people quitting jobs, people moving, people leaving, people breaking up, a lot of breakups. I heard yesterday someone that I love a lot is breaking up with her husband. You know, I heard it from a third friend, but I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. And it was like, yep, breaking up. So the energy is very, very intense, and the energy is very personal, and the energy is very much about, well, what is it you want to do? So we have to honor that, what is it you want to do energy, because it's so strong, and it's so important for us to really feel it on a deeper level and recognize this is a whole resonance. It's going from the tippy top of our head all the way to the bottom of our feet, kind of a clarity, or perhaps a clarity about what you don't want. You know, a lot of times Virgo negatively defines, goes, I don't want that, which is good, because that means, you know, it clears the air for what you do want. You know, I used the analogy the other day when I was talking to someone. You know, I was in sales for a while before I became an astrologer, and I did a training with Tom Hopkins, who was a sales trainer. Had a great course, and he said, count your no's, because the more no's you get, the closer you're getting to yes. Right? Because, you know, everybody, you know, as a salesperson, you have statistics. Not everybody's going to buy your product. So 10 people say no, and then the 11th buys. And the idea of the getting the no's, getting the clarity is what we're having now. We're getting the no. We're getting the, I don't know that works for me. Or, you know, that's a good idea. I could see where that could go somewhere, but they're going to use a Virgo route. But it needs work. It needs some expansion of the idea. It needs some, you know, new vision of how you're going to do it. So when we have that, we recognize that we're getting clear. Even if we don't know where we're going, we know where we're not going. Does that make sense? Does that make a help you understand how this energy feels? Because when you're getting a clear no, when someone says no, I don't really want to do that, or no, or they ghost you maybe. That's a good sign for you to use as a, yeah, that's not happening for me. Okay, I'm good with that. and then to work with that energy of being good with it, even though you don't like it, even though you're not sure, even though you know it's not that, but you don't know what it is. And that's okay. That's the energy of right now. It's more the I don't want that than I do want that. And with that in mind, you know, if you know you're standing in that space, that's the place to be in. And it looks like Gemma just joined me. Hi, honey. How are you?
Okay. How you doing? Sorry to be late. Just had a discombobulation. And then you know how you get up in the morning and I got plenty of time. I got 2 hours. Then you turn around, I got 10 minutes. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So I got caught by a time loop or something. A time vortex caught me.
You were sucked away by a Virgo time loop. I like that. Well, there's two planets. I was saying to everybody, there's two planets in Virgo. Venus just formed a hammer of Thor yesterday, and Mars is going to go through it on the 14th. And so they're helping us go, not that, not that, not that, not that. But also, Virgo, they got you caught in a loop that you got busy. You know, you knew you had the show, but you got busy doing something else because that's what Virgo does.
Yes.
Even if it was just petting the cat.
Planets.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, I was the same way. I was in the middle of typing an email, and I realized I had 3 minutes till the show time, and then didn't obviously finish the email. But, yeah, it's that kind of day. So what have you been noticing about the energy?
It's been wickedly wild. It's been wild. It's been I feel like it's choppy, like choppy seas.
Yes.
And it's almost as if I know we're getting ready to see a lot of the outer planets station retrograde. I know some are already, so I'm sensing, I was saying something to someone yesterday saying that, well, you know, the outer planets are the non-personal planets. So, so I think this is a time for me, I'm designating August for my personal self. In other words, since the non-personal planets are not paying any attention to us, fine, good, you're in retrograde. Yeah. Then I'll do that. But, it could be just me, and it probably is. I feel like we're in a place of signs and portends, you know, things that are, we're in that middle space where we'll start seeing the resolve of things, you know, to come.
Yeah.
So,
Well, the Virgo is very much an augury sign, you know, where you'd get a sign from the butterfly or the dragonfly or you'd, sacrifice the guinea pig and look at its entrails, you know. It's a very Virgo thing because Virgo is originally or often associated with witchcraft and not witchcraft in like, you know, bad spells, evil witches, but shamanic stuff where you get signs and symbols from the outer world. And very often
Virgo?
People with a lot of Virgo, you know, do...
Have
a lot of skill and craft, you know, because the idea of witch was willow to bend the will to you. So Virgo is an observational sign. We'll go, we saw five of these, you know, what does that mean? You know, they kind of notice it. I remember one time I was doing a podcast. I was in Maine and I was sitting on a porch. And it was just beautiful. And I had seven dragonflies come and they sat on the porch railing. And they listened to me for the whole show, or like, you know, they came in about 5 minutes late. But they sat there for like 25 minutes, and I was just talking, and there's seven little dragonflies in a row. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's like seven dragonflies listening to me. What does that mean? You know, and I'm trying to focus on what am I saying in the show? And then I finished the show, and they all kind of flew off. And I was like, all right, I guess I was doing the podcast for the dragonflies, too. But, yeah, Virgo is a sign of seeing the signs. So what signs have you seen?
Let's see. What signs have I seen? I'm not sure if I've been seeing the signs as much as feeling the signs.
Okay, that counts.
You know, so, it's just, the fact that sometimes I find myself in a, I'm trying to get the phone next to the, everyone can hear properly. Okay, good. But also, I see signs in people, not so much, actual physical signs, but I've been doing a lot of talking with people lately and in between the heat waves and high humidity when I do get outside. People are in a place of the crossroads.
Yes.
I sense a deconstruction to the old paradigms of how we thought we should live and be. People have gotten really seriously in earnest. Okay, sorry for the street sweeper going by. Questioning and looking at things and taking things apart. And, you know, something, I was watching this gentleman on YouTube, and he, and his name is Sadhguru. He's a, you know, Indian guru. And he was saying how this is the first time in the contemporary era that we are able to think and act for ourselves. In other words, in the previous times, especially in the heavy-duty Piscean age, we were told, we were sheep. We were told what to do, what to believe, and how to think. And too busy working and trying to survive to do anything else, pretty much, right? And typically, we weren't that educated, depending on what part of the world you lived. You know, the masses were not, you know, were a sheep. So now it stands to reason why our concepts of heaven and hell are breaking down, because we're starting to think for ourselves and what we were told and taught, or and oftentimes misunderstood. So I think that's, people are waking up, and not saying waking up in that classic we're waking up, but no, people are realizing, wait a minute here, I'm not sure about all the stuff that I was told, taught, been doing, you know. And so people, I think, are waking up to the power of the individual. And the collective power of the informed or evolved group, which is something I think that we, you know, have yet, you know, which is a good thing. But getting there could be a little bit of a, you know, a challenge. But we're on that path, I think. So
I would agree.
Thor, you know, you mentioned Thor. There's a rune that I forgot, one of the runes in the Greater Futhark rune set that actually represents the hammer of Thor. So you mentioned the hammer of Thor.
Cool.
Yes. And I can't recall the one right now. I'm looking for my rune set. But, yeah, there is a rune. And I can see, and it looks like it's a line with, like, a triangle attached to it. But one of the translations is the hammer of Thor. So it can make things happen. And it's also for protection. It's known for protection. You know, these things are together. These things are all based on, you know, the stars. Something else is going on, though, right? What else is going on, Anne? Something I could have sworn, something you said was going on.
Well, the Hammer of Thor, the Eris-Pluto square. We also had Jupiter. Jupiter went back into Aquarius. Remember, he spent 2 months in Pisces.
Yes, that's it.
So that was, you know, we were watching that, and I remember saying to you way back when he went into Pisces, I said, this Delta virus, we're going to have to watch. And then, of course, it went into Pisces, and that's when the CDC came out and said, take off your masks, you're free.
Yeah.
And now Jupiter's going back into Aquarius, and they're going, put on your masks, it's not safe out there. You know, the Delta virus as the, you know, rapidly expanding thing, and so that whole energy as Jupiter goes back into Aquarius until the end of December, when he goes back into Pisces again. Now, that either is going to be another variant, or that's going to be, you know, something with the Delta, right? Because Jupiter is big, and this virus has really shown up big time on the Pisces stuff. So, you know, I don't think we're getting out of it anytime soon. And then, of course, after Jupiter finishes with Pisces, then Saturn gets into Pisces for 2.5 years. And hopefully Saturn says, okay, virus be gone. Or it says, hey, I've got one that's even worse. You know? I'm not sure which way Saturn's going to go. We're going to have to wait for him to show up in Pisces to see. But, you know, to my mind, it's, you know, when they did that, take off your mask, and we were also disoriented, like, what? What's take our masks off? Enough of you have been vaccinated to be free. And now they're like, hey, you vaccinated people, you can spread the Delta too. Put your mask back on. So that Jupiter back into air, you know, the air sign, and saying it's a lot of, and they're saying, you know, vaccinated people, even though we don't come down with it, we can carry it in our nose and infect other people, and it infects like chickenpox does, you know, which I remember when I was a kid. We, you know, my father, when we would be, you know, he was a doctor, my mother was a nurse, one of us would come down with something, and he'd stick his finger in our mouth, and infect the other two, so we all got it at the same time. And then the house was, you know, filled with contagion, but it all went away at the same time.
Well, that
so,
is, that's, yeah, it sounds weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a doctor's approach
sense.
To things, right? So
yeah, exactly. Because
they're all
going to
get it. You might as well just get it over with, you know.
Absolutely,
so.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, I think with you mentioned about Saturn then going into Pisces, I think depending on how much of our of the lesson we've learned, in other words, mm-hmm. you know, how good we've been at our studies, you know, have we moved the dial enough as a group, you know, a world group to say, okay, no, we get it now. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. And if we haven't, then Saturn will make sure we get it.
Yeah.
No. Oh my goodness. So I think it's you know, that's
I know everybody in the audience just clutched their pearls.
Yes.
But really the Pisces was we heard about it. Then the Sun Venus was it arrived in the United States in New York and in Washington. It arrived like we knew. I mean it was here, but it arrived like we knew it. And then the Mars, which was May and June, that's when it spread to the rest of the country last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we've got Jupiter. Of course, Jupiter's the big guy. So, you know, he's like, And, you know, it is a virus. Everybody's going to catch it if you're exposed to it. You know, it's depends on how your immune system and how you react to it. But, So
absolutely.
This one is more infectious, and it makes more viral load. So that's why they want us wearing masks, the vaccine people wearing masks, because we can spread it too. So we can catch it from the environment, build it up in our nose, and then spew it out, even if we're not sick. And it reminds me, and I tell this story, you know, back in the old days when herpes was a big deal, and I had a friend who found herpes dating site, you know, because you had to tell them, you know, before you got naked, you had to say, oh, by the way, I have herpes, which I might give you, you know, and so she was all excited that she found this herpes dating site. I'm like, well, really? And she goes, well, yeah, then I don't have to tell anybody I have herpes. They all have herpes too. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not going to be judgy. I'm going to see how this plays out. Well, of course, there's lots of different herpes viruses. So she caught herpes again from a different version of it, you know, from some guy she dated. And, you know, the dating site did not last long. But it was, you know, the idea was good in theory, except, you know, if you know biology, you know, these things change. And they're not necessarily... they're not necessarily going to change in a way. They're infectious. It's an infection. It's a virus. It shifts. That's why there's no AIDS vaccine, because the virus keeps changing.
And I think we're in that, you know, we're in that a period of instability on so many levels that it's difficult for us to realize that because we've appreciated the stability, both those of us in the Western world, and even, I guess, under less evolved or whatever, less, what do you call it, nations, countries, whatever you call it, we don't call it the third world, but the different worlds of countries have experienced the stability of their living style. And now we're seeing it all upended and every aspect of our lives. So there is not an area where we're like, okay, well, at least this is staying the same. No, nothing is staying the same. And and the virus, unfortunately, is keeping pace with all of that. And it's also, I think it's also, Anne, serving as a, you know, if you try to look at the other end of it, other part of it, if the virus is serving as a way to, so we don't go into that complacency. So we realize, okay, well, we're still in this. This is still going on. Yes, it's still going on. And it's making us change and getting out of our comfort zones or maybe entering another comfort zone. But I was thinking too. I said, I wonder, and I have to do my, you know, I'm thinking about taking a history course online with the university near me, because now that we've reached a certain age, and we could take classes at universities for like nothing, for really cheap. So I'm thinking about taking a world history class, and since it probably will be Zoom, even though the university is right near me over here, I said, well, let me just take that. And here's why. I said, you know, I wonder if the last time, you know, I wonder how often have plagues, or how often, but are plagues a harbinger of change? Yeah, they're a harbinger of doom, because people do die and things, but they do sort of make you, you know, they sort of, unfortunately, they clean out systems. They make us aware of systems that are no longer serving and or perhaps contributed to this, you know, and then we wake up, you know, we recover, which is slow, but then we recover. And I have a feeling that it's will help us to reach that next level. And let me give you a personal example. Every time I get a bad cold or flu, and I go into that, you know, that middle space where I'm, your head's not, you're not in this, on the world, or in your right mind, and you're out of it for a while. When you come back into, when you heal and I get it all out, and I come back, I'm clearer, and for some reason I'm at a different place. So I'm thinking that it's not an easy thing. I just don't like this again, and I'm preparing myself for it nonetheless. It's not about what I like, but I'm thinking this is its own way of just like the aspects that we get in the transits. You know, they all have a purpose, whether we get it or not in this time. You know, I mean, I think looking back, like you've done so well, going back in history and looking at how this happened, when this happened, and what happened, what was the catalyst? I think this pandemic that we're having right now will be a catalyst for things that we're not even aware of right now. We're not aware of it.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Totally. Yeah. Well, they are. Pandemics are. There's a great book by a guy named Richard Tarnas called Cosmos and Psyche. And he goes through, when you read the Saturn-Pluto section, which is the pandemic part that we're having, he goes through the major changes that happened at other times of pandemics.
Ah.
And how the culture completely shifted. And so we're having that. That's part of this energy right now. Like, okay, we've got all these changes taking place, and we're really undergoing major, major shifts in our world, in our society, in our culture. That pandemics and wars—they're both happen in Saturn-Pluto aspects. Squares, but conjunctions are really big, and sometimes they're just a little conjunction. It's somewhere in the world, so you have the Strasbourg dancing plague, so it just hits Strasbourg. But the one that happened in 1918 and 19, that was the conjunction that was World War One and World War Two, which did zero on the cardinal, zero Cancer. So that really reshaped how everybody thought about the world, the world wars, that we had a world war, that there was a world to war about.
Right.
And then the one that we had this time was also on a world point. It was on 22 Capricorn, a world point. And so, again, it was a worldwide plague, right?
Yeah,
so,
22 also.
Yeah, 22 Cap. And, of course, Mercury, New York City's Mercury is 22 Capricorn. So we have publishing. We have the television medium started here. Radio started here. Advertising started here. All these Mercury things happened in New York, right? The telephone was invented here. Communication devices. Mercury is communication. So it hit our Mercury in New York. That's why we were our Mercury is 22 Cap, so the conjunction was right on it. So that's why we were an entry point. Plus, we're an international city, so we have a lot of people coming from around the world. So, but that Saturn-Pluto, you get that book, Gemma Ja, Cosmos and Psyche, and you read the Saturn-Pluto section, and you will see all the different times it happened, whether it was the Spartans attacking Rome when Rome had a plague at the same time, when Genghis Khan was doing his thing. I mean, it's a big aspect for really reshaping how we see things, how we see the world. And so, when we see something like Afghanistan where the Taliban's taking over and those women that were able to go to school for the last 20 years are now going to be told, oh, you can't have a job and you can't go to school and you can't, their whole culture is being reshaped. Everybody is.
Everybody is.
But I love that. I love the idea of taking a world history course. And then when you do the dates, go home and look it up on your computer and look at the astrology.
Yes.
And you'll be going, can we talk about Saturn-Pluto, Professor?
Yes.
Yep.
But, I think it does show that I think even that approach to learning shows you how we're not discrete beings or things. So that, we are part of the big globe. We're part of the universe. We're not just over here and there are the planets and there's that. No, we're all together in how these things happen. So there's a discussion I had in one of my recent webinars about the existence of Jesus, the being, the person, and then also oftentimes I have people come to me and we're in conversation and they have the thing about I don't believe in astrology, it's the devil and blah blah blah. So I have to take them to about how did the wise men, the magi, from three different parts of the world, just, you know, figure out one, come together and find and realize something major is happening. And I don't mean a major, you know, discovery of gold or jewels. Something major is happening, and they had to plot that. So I said that was the use of astrology and astronomy. I mean, that's just how that happened. And we've lost that. So, you know, I think that we're struggling right now to you know, in other words, the ancient learnings and teachings and sciences and things, the good parts and some of the lesser octaves of it are coming back to our awareness now. And they're pairing up and meeting head on with the science. And I'm not against science. I love science. But, you know, without the two halves don't, you know, we need a whole, not the two halves. And I think they're struggling right now to find their way to meet one another to help us grow, you know. So we had a time in ancient, you know, as you know, in early Europe before the, you know, Christianity came, you know, we followed the paganism, we followed more of a natural way of living. We followed the signs of the world and the earth and the seasons. And then, you know, we got a little too scientific, a little science, and we said, oh, no, that's bad, that's evil, no, that doesn't make sense. And, you know, took that away, exercised that, and then here we are now. So we just need a blending to re-blend it at a higher level. And I think that's the I think that is the challenge we're facing, you know, that, yeah, women can do. I was watching something on YouTube, and a woman, you know, the pulsar that we know about, the pulsar, it was a woman who discovered that. She discovered the first two pulsars, but she didn't get notoriety, and she didn't get the Nobel Prize. Someone else, a man did, you know, so it's these things that you're starting to learn now, like, really, okay, that, so even that part or whole, the male and female dynamic, you know, and the subjugation of women, we're starting to realize, no, okay, in order to make this work, we have to understand that we're equal, but we have to have equal respect and standing. You know, we're not equal beings,
right.
No, you know, but we do have an equally valuable contribution to society and its evolution. Mm-hmm. And so this is a speaking of evolution, I see that the Department of Justice is starting to evolve a little bit. We're starting to see. Woo,
it's interesting who's in charge, right? You know, okay, no, we're going to. I thought it was hysterical, you know, that they said to Mo Brooks, look, you know, you're a congressman. You're not supposed to overthrow the government. That's not part of your job description, big guy.
No.
And the guy apparently showed up with a bulletproof vest. So I'm really curious who. You know, who paid for this? Who planned it? We know Trump spent like $2.5 million on the rally, but I also kind of look at it and I go, yeah. And I loved the Capitol Police guy, the big guy at the end, Dunn, I think his name was, and he's like, you know, when you hire a hitman, whoever hires a hitman, somebody hired him. You got to go after the guy who hired the hitman. And I'm like, ooh, I like that analogy, you know. So.
Yeah.
That, you know, the whole point of it is, okay, we're going to go looking, you know. And I know McCarthy got all bent out of shape because he didn't want Jim Jordan. I'm like, the guy's, you know, I agree with Liz Cheney. The guy's a material witness. You know, he probably helped plan it.
Yes. He reminds me of some people I've had to work with in time. I really, I consider there's certain templates, and he is definitely a template of the that you and I have worked with in our careers, disruptor.
Well, and you know, you look at what he did with the wrestling coach. You know, he was a wrestling coach, and you know there was a sex scandal around him, and he's like, I didn't know anything about it. And I'm like, all right, well, you know what, Jim, you don't have a whole lot of credibility. So
no, not at all. And
not at
you
all.
Know, so that's what, yeah. But
I'm really glad, you know, I'm, you can go ahead and sue him. Yep, you have to give him the tax records. Yep, you have to, all this stuff. So it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, that's how it's supposed to work. We're supposed to look.
Yeah.
We're supposed to tell the truth. And Dunn, again, saying, you know, I'm really glad that Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger are here, but, like, they're getting called heroes for telling the truth, as that's what's happened in America at this point, you know?
You know,
for telling the truth and standing up and doing the right thing. You know, everybody should want to tell the truth, you know.
That's right. Or, you know, I want to find out, get to the bottom of this. But I think it's also one of the things that is one of the, you know, deeply healed. I think, you know, it's, to me, it's almost like our it's maybe it's our wound
yes,
you know, chironic in that it's, we have to, you know, and we've plastered over Band-Aids and everything else, and now that wound is coming up for to be healed, coming to light. Sorry about that.
Yep.
And we're seeing what it is that we've glossed over and, you know, tackled over a lot of stuff and not owned up to things. And until we face it and heal and let it and just deal with it, it can't be healed and can't then, you know, take a different place in our lives and our world. And I think right now with the I'm very curious to see what happens after a lot of the outer planets that are, you know, going retrograde or are retrograde when they station direct. I'm wondering what, you know, that our fall and winter will, you know, look like because of that. I wonder what it will help us see or uncover.
Yeah. Well, they all start to go direct that last week in September through October.
They do.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. And
okay.
At that point, Uranus goes retrograde through the spring. So, or through end of January. So Uranus is going to continue to expose things. And then when the outer planets all start to turn direct, because they're digging in, they're going, say, oh, let's go look what happened. And for all of us, that's how we should use the energy. Let's go look at what happened and see why, and then decide if we want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it we're trying to accomplish, right? So, Big J.
It is. And I like what you wrote about Sun and Mercury and Leo are combust. So people's reality is what it is. Look at your options, not theirs, and take action.
Yeah.
That is just it. You know what I mean? This is what I think I'm seeing in people. I mean, earlier you asked me, people are seeing their own options now, and we're not looking at everyone else's on Facebook, Instagram. Like, okay, good, you do you. You know, I'm doing, but let me figure out my options. And you know, with the people now, I have some friends who are still working, quite a few of my younger friends, and, you know, they're sort of considering, do I want to go back to work full-time in the office and have that commute and that, you know, I like, you know, the socialization of it, but not every day and having to deal with all that. So what kind of reality do I want to attach myself to? You know, what's a better reality for me? And where that's moving away from the, you know, you and I were in the especially as career women that we were in executive levels, we were the we like sheep, and we still try to fit into that herd. You know what I mean? We were leaders of the herd, but we got into that herd, into that big, and I'm not putting it down. I mean, it's just what we had to go through it. But now people are saying, I'm not sure about that for me.
That's my version of reality.
And I'm thinking that's this is so, you know, the sun and, you know, this is the sun and Mercury and Leo is like, wow, you know, people are seeing the reality and how we can co-create the reality too. You know, the reality is what it is, but, you know, we don't have to lay back and take it all the time. We can sort of like say, okay, let's massage just a little bit. Let's see what we can do with this, you know. But how in general, how's next week going to be looking? Because this week I found it to be very, it was a mixture.
It's going to be like a ramped up version of this through the 14th.
Oh.
Because Mars has to go through the hammer of Thor, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And he goes through it on the 14th of August.
Okay.
So everything's really ramped up. And once Venus gets out of Virgo, which she does on, I think, the 16th of August, then everything kind of calms down. But with Venus in Virgo answering to Mercury in Leo.
And
Mars in Virgo answering to Mercury in Leo, both in their detriment, everybody's really going to be taking everything very personally through.
Oh, really?
Through the,
okay.
Yeah, till we get to the 16th of August. So, you know, it's a good time, to your point, you know, to organize your house and do your thing and don't look at what other people are doing because everybody's a little crazy.
Well, you do your,
I'll do me, and we'll be fine, you know, but don't tell me what to do kind of thing.
Let's not combine crazy. Let's just sort of deconstruct our crazy and
it, right. And you got it. You got it. Don't combine crazy. I like that. That's a good way to phrase it.
Don't combine crazy. Yeah, that is the one, because so every once in a while I tell a couple of friends, Renee Josephina, it's like, do I need to, you know, call Bellevue saying, can you get my room ready, please? Because
And everybody, please remember, these are transits. I got an email from somebody yesterday who was saying they were really depressed and they were looking up ways to kill themselves. And I was like, please do not kill yourself on these transits, because when you kill yourself, you come back with that same chart. And you get a whole life of it again. So just remember it's temporary. They'll be over. It's a real, it's a white knuckle time. Breathe through it.
Yes.
Find stuff to do that you can clean, that you can work with, that you can throw away.
Yes.
Assist the energy in releasing, which will help make it a lot easier. Just don't knock yourself out. You know, don't go killing yourself.
No. You know, take it, sleep it out. I still say, hug it out, sleep it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do those things to keep yourself busy. But what I call the mindless task, like, you know, whether you're packing up, like a friend of mine is packing up her homes to move, and or me cleaning out. I'm doing molecular cleaning around here. Things that I thought, I said, oh, no, I could keep you. And now I'm saying, no, I think you need to be moved out of here. And I'm trying to create a cozy zen place now. Mm-hmm. I want less is more for me kind of thing. I'm not doing Maria Cotton or whatever, but I'm just sort of realizing, okay, you know, but it helps me work through those times where I feel like I'm lifting off, you know, if you were, mom, you know, it grounds you and it centers you and it keeps you in the present, but it does allow the creative part of yourself to then do its thing, you know, because it's like, I'll do some creating while the other part of us is doing, you know, busy getting the stuff organized and.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. So, no, it's – but thanks for that. So we know
we
have to
do.
Hang in there until – you know, I mean, keep on through mid-August, and then things will, you know, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
And as long as we know that,
it just makes it a lot easier. You know, you're kind of like – you know, you're in this space of, all right, it's happening. I'm good. I got it. You know, and it's temporary.
Yeah.
It is temporary. So
it's temporary, And, like, we're – one of Renee Josephine wrote, don't do the permanent solutions to a temporary problem. Just sort of like, reach out to someone, sometimes a phone call to someone, or even if someone crosses my mind, sometimes I'll call them or send them a text, because that can sort of help someone realize, okay, good, someone's thinking about me, or, you know, let's go for coffee. Now we can go for coffee, go for iced tea, or, you know, go for a walk and stuff, because... these changes are big. You know, I tell you all the time, do not minimize. This is big stuff that we're trying to chunk down and manage through and stuff. So it feels big. It is. It's because it is, but it's not. But it's like you said, like my aunt, you saw everyone's mother or aunt, if someone said grandmother, this too shall pass. It's transitory. It's not, you know, and we just pass into another, a better place.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to get that book.
I went to bed the other day and I slept 13 and a half hours.
See?
I mean, I went in to lay down and I read a book and I was out. I got up at midnight, went to the bathroom, and then slept until 11. So it was 13 and a half hours according to my my CPAP machine, right? I'm like, wow, I guess I must have needed that, you know? So, honoring that we need to really support our physical bodies this time too. Healthy food, things that make you feel good. You know, maybe going out, you know, you going out to your park with the squirrels, you know, we're really feeling connected in to things. You know, that's another way to really support ourselves and connect into nature, because Virgo is nature. You know, going to the farmer's market and getting a nice big juicy tomato or something so that you're kind of like, you know, I'm going to eat nature. I'm going to have fun with nature. So,
And story and our battery. I just think, you know, we know that we're batteries. So get in the sun, because the sun, you know, safely, depending on who you are, you know how much sun you can take. But the sun does charge us up. We get charged by the sun and the moon. So make sure you get some sunlight as much as you can stand safely, and because that helps the it really does help lighten the mind and lighten the heart, you know, and charge the heart. So but next week, we have anything major next week happening? I think next week is, like you said,
we just have the continuation of it. We have a new moon at the end of Leo, square to Uranus, that's going to be at 15 on the world point. So that's going to be everybody having, oh, wow. And then at the end of the month, we have a full moon at the last degrees of Leo. So we have a lot of Leos. We had a Leo full moon. Moon in Aquarius a week ago, and then we're going to have the full moon at 15, which is a world point, and then we're going to have the new moon rather at 15 the world point, and then we're going to have the full moon at 29, Leo Aquarius. So it's a big month. Yeah.
Yeah, big month. Okay.
Wrapped in a Virgo dress, you know. So.
I love that. Back to the Virgo dress. That's fabulous. Yeah. So.
Wrapped in a Virgo dress.
In a Virgo dress. Well, all righty. So you and I need to get together soon and see each other maybe next month sometime, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm off this whole month, Jay. This is my first time in my entire life I've taken a month off. I'm not taking it off. I'm just not seeing any clients. Last week with my dad's funeral, and then that was the 21st to the 21st. I was supposed to go to Germany, but Germany shut down with the Delta. So I'm home throwing away things. I'm doing like you are. I'm shredding my 2009 taxes forward, you know, because I don't need to keep those. I'm going to go through my piles. A lot of paper accumulates in this house, and then kind of go through my clothes, get rid of some clothes.
Yep. We're having a big
purge here at the Ortley house. The only thing going to be for sure here left at the end is me and the cat, you know.
Right.
But,
Yeah. I know. I'm cat sitting. King James is coming down for like a 10 days with me and Vesta. So I said, well, you guys find a clear spot because, you know, Mommy or Auntie is going to be up here getting some work done, so don't get lost in the pile. You know what I mean?
Right,
and they're
both
black cats, so it's like, okay, I'm going to put on some bright lights to find them, but we'll be fine. You know, so I said, no, this is what we'll all be doing. And since I don't feel like going. You know, there's so much people. Everyone's out right now, so every place is crowded everywhere. You know, it's crowded right now, so I just don't feel like dealing with the crowds. Anyhow, and then we have on top of that a variant. I was like, I'm going to stay put, get everything organized here. I'm going in about an hour with my sister. We're going to Asbury Park. So that's
nice. I love Asbury Park. And I love the town right next to it, that Oak Bluff with all the balconies and the Victorian places. I once took a bus trip. I think it was with the Y. It was back when I was taking pictures. We went to Asbury Park and took a lot of pictures there, and then we went over to the town right next door that's like a dry town, no drinking, and it's all those Victorian houses with the porches and the rocking chairs on the porches.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful section of Jersey.
Is it still dry? I wonder if it's still dry.
Oh, yeah.
It's
still dry. It's got like, you know, I mean, it really is just, I don't think there's even any stores in it. There's just, I took this wonderful picture of this little boy who was just brilliant. He had the most amazing eyes. And then I was wandering on the beach, and they had these chairs, you know, it was like September-y, you know, so it wasn't like the heat of the season. So they had the awnings down, and they had the rocking chairs on the porch, looking at the ocean. Yeah, they hung for a long time in my front entranceway.
It's called Ocean Grove. Someone wrote in.
Ocean Grove, that's the name of it. Yeah, Ocean something. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Ocean Grove, So I'm going to get a little bit of that today. And so as long as I can get
a little corn on the cob on the beach, you know?
Yeah, that's it. You know, you need it just to get those negative ions to cleanse, you know, and
totally
and adjust the crystals within my body, you know, the inner crystals.
Yeah.
So.
Working those crystalline structures. Well, have a wonderful time and big hugs. And we'll see you guys all next week. Hang in there. Remember, it's temporary and it's helping us evolve. That's the idea.
That is the idea.
Evolution is not easy.
Not easy.
Have fun with your sister.
My sister and my niece and nephew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It's a real family outing. Good.
Yeah, they're performing in a band, so they're performing, so they're the talent. So we're going.
So you're going to watch them? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's even more fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Well, everyone have a great week. And stay safe.
Take care. All right.
Okay.
Bye bye.
And talk to you soon. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.